Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. You know, we've been going through the crucifixion of Jesus in the book of John, and I'm glad to say we have turned a corner. And in John chapter 20, we are going to read about the glorious, amazing resurrection. So I'm really glad about that. We are in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 9 in the International Children's Bible, ICB, and this is what it says. Early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. It was still dark. Mary saw that the large stone had been moved away from the tomb. So Mary ran to Simon Peter and the other follower, the one Jesus loved. Mary said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other follower started for the tomb. They were both running, but the other follower ran faster than Peter. So the other follower reached the tomb first. He bent down and looked in. He saw the strips of linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then following him came Simon Peter. He went into the tomb and saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up and laid in a different place from the strips of linen. Then the other follower who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. These followers did not yet understand from the scriptures that Jesus must rise from death. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I think it's powerful and beautiful that Mary Magdalene is the one that first encounters this rolled away stone. What a beautiful picture of your gospel first appearing to women, a marginalized group of people in that time. And that made the story all the more powerful, I think. Lord, I just noticed this today, that it was still dark when she went to the tomb. And so it must have been that she was so very eager that the moment it was no longer the Sabbath day, she ran there. She wanted to take care of Jesus's body. So I think that's amazing that she cared so much about him. Lord, we're seeing the beginnings of the resurrection here, and one of the things that I have always found interesting and fascinating is it's as if the linen strips are lying there as if a body came through them, like they're just lying there. In other words, if I were resurrecting and I had a brand new body, maybe it is that I would just go through the strips and stand up. But if I still had a linen cloth on my head, again, I'm being facetious, I would unwrap myself from it. Or perhaps it means that he resurrected and pulled off the clothing and it stayed where it was, stood up, and then took the linen cloth from his head and put it in a different place. But it all makes sense to me in terms of resurrection. And so just thank you for this little piece of clothing information that helps us to realize that this is a true story. I remember the story of Lazarus, and he was in all of these linen cloths. But in the case of Jesus, he let go of all of those at first. And so I don't know, I'm not really sure what that's like, because now he's in a resurrection body. And what kind of clothes was he wearing? Because he didn't have those linen strips on him anymore, and he was crucified naked. So there's all sorts of things to think about. But I'm guessing, Lord, that you covered him, and that when he appeared in his new resurrected body, that it was fully clothed. So anyway, Lord, thank you for just showing us in these little details of Scripture that what you say is true, and the resurrection can be trusted, and the resurrection is in an actuality. In fact, history hinges on it, and the whole world was changed dynamically in that moment. In other parts of Scripture, we hear about Jesus dying and then all of these, this darkness that came over the land. But at the resurrection, there were people like randomly raising from the dead. And we don't talk about that very much, but this was a cataclysmic shift in our world. And your scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15 that if there is no resurrection, our faith is in vain. And so, Lord, we rest in the resurrection today. We contemplate it, we think about it, we revel in it, and we thank you for it. This proved who you were, the Son of Man, the Son of God, sent to deliver us from evil. So thank you so much. We rest in that today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's lots of different levels that you can support the podcast, and just helps to pay for the engineering of the podcast. So thanks so much and have an amazing day. You are loved, friend. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And God has graced you with forgiveness.